year after year, as it passes, brings us the same warnings again and again, and none perhaps more impressive than a cold, bitter, and brisk high temperature of 58 degrees here in Arizona. Well, across the nation, the seasons bring about cold, ice, snow, gloom, and all that stuff that doesn't reflect paradise like Arizona, but here things start to wear out around this time, right? It's spring and summer and autumn, each in turn have brought their gifts, and we gave thanks last week for those great gifts, but they are over, and there's a shift that, like, the end has come. But the season, this season now, is chill and dark with not as much sunlight. And in the midst of all this change of the season, the Lord's Holy Catholic Church reminds us the days are coming when the Lord our justice returns. And we can't help but cast ourselves forward upon the future of the advent of Christ, where we will soon see the King in his beauty. And the future lies before us, a time when we must have the sight of our Maker and Lord face to face. And now this holy season of Advent is a time of preparation for the solemnities of Christmas, in which the first coming of the Son of God to humanity is remembered. But keeping that in mind of the birth of Christ, our hearts and minds are led to look forward to Christ's second coming at the end of time. But Jesus comes to us in the Eucharist, and we receive him in his glory, and we give thanks to that. But this season of Advent has us reflecting on death, judgment, heaven, and hell. But the coming of Christ, and this time, especially this beginning of Advent, our liturgical new year also prepares us, especially at the start of this, for Christ's coming, three things I'd like to pull from Scripture. And the first thing is strengthening the faith, and the second, pray, and the third is to be vigilant during this time. So strengthening the gift of faith can be challenging, especially if we do not know how to respond to this invitation. And St. Paul points to the one who can make this possible while he addresses the Thessalonians. May the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all. And so in the beginning of that address, St. Paul urges those who read this message to rely on the gifts of the Lord God, which was given to us. Otherwise, by rejecting the good gifts of God, we risk shipwrecking our faith. And I share with you the section of the Catechism of the Catholic Church, number 162, titled Perseverance in Faith. Here's a small portion of it that I think it's truly fitting to share, especially this time of persevering in our faith and especially strengthening the faith, the gifts that God has given us. It says this: to live, grow, and persevere in the faith until the end, we must nourish it with the Word of God. We must beg the Lord to increase our faith. It must be working through charity, abounding in hope, and rooted in the faith of the church. The end of the quotation. Now, this is how we ought to prepare ourselves for the coming of our Lord Jesus. To let the word sink in, to beg the Lord to increase this faith, and to especially let it work through charity and have that hope that he is the one working in our lives and living a holy life so that he may see us and we may be found as such at the time of Jesus' return. And this is why we prepare ourselves for the coming of Christ in these solemnities, for the coming when we prepare to come and receive the Eucharist. That's a time of preparation. So things get bigger and bigger as we encounter our Lord. And so the very simple act of praying is already directing our heart and mind to God. So it's a free response to faith, which was given to us out of great love. And to strengthen our faith is to strengthen the heart, where prayer comes from. And so it is precisely why the Lord Jesus issues this warning about our prayer lives. He straight up says, beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that day catch you by surprise like a trap. No, we want to stand erect and be ready for him and be ready to see him in his glory, because it's not going to blind us to the point where we will turn away. We will see him and we will know that that is God, and that not only we're facing him face to face, but if we look at him, not as we look at the sun now, which is pretty powerful and blinding, but imagine the Lord even more powerful, to the point where it does not affect us, and we won't cover our eyes or turn away or cover ourselves or be damaged by that, by his rays, his glory. We will see Christ, and we will see him, and he wants us to be ready and to see him in his glory, to stand erect and be waiting to see him, and to live a holy life so that we may recognize him. And so in order to remain vigilant, you know, what does the everyday Catholic do? What can we do? Because some questions might be coming to mind. You know, how am I expected to care for my little ones and be vigilant? Or how am I to provide for my family and be vigilant? Or how am I supposed to be vigilant if my health is failing? It's real simple. The Lord wants to be in the middle of all that. As you're caring for the little ones, caring for your health, and caring for your family, your everyday life, the Lord wants to be in the midst of all those decisions of your everyday life. And so keeping a watchful heart means remaining sufficiently vigilant when you wake up. And that's the moment where you can give glory to God. As your alarm went off, that's a time to give glory and consecrate the day so that you may recognize his presence and let those hours go throughout the day and pause for a brief moment to recognize his goodness, to recognize his graces, his presence, his coming, and his strength. And so when you begin to lose an awareness of God throughout your day, we recognize when our spirits have begun to lose their strength. And so we cling to this anger, we cling to this frustration, the weakness that begins our own, you know, drowsiness, carousing and drunkenness and anxieties of daily life. All that sets in and takes over. But when we maintain a prayerful vigilance, we renew an act of confidence in Jesus Christ. And we remember to ask for his strength throughout the day, his presence, his grace, and his goodness. Because then the temptation to seek comfort in whatever our carousing, our drunkenness, our anxieties of life are, or it begins to diminish, because we don't think about that, because we think about the Lord and his labor of love of consoling our hearts. But we're also at the same time not called to neglect our duties or our work. Things have to get done, and we have lives to attend to. And so times throughout the day, if we call upon the holy name of God, the holy name of Jesus Christ, that changes the day. That changes that moment. It changes the room. It changes many things if we call upon his holy name. And so the Lord is calling us to be ready to turn to him, and especially in the Eucharist and in prayer, right, where we direct our heart and mind to God. That's what it means to pray and to be with him in union in that moment. And so as we begin this holy season of Advent, we are mindful of the changes around us, but also we got to be mindful of the changes that are going on in our hearts, of how we prepare. And the Lord truly wants us to strengthen the faith that he has given us to respond generously and to pray. Let him be in the midst of all your anxieties throughout your everyday life, and especially to be vigilant. To be vigilant, to be mindful of his presence, that he is truly in the midst of all that, and that he wants to be even a greater part of it, especially when those anxieties take over much more powerfully. And so I invite you, as the Lord comes to us in the Eucharist, to pray to know him well. Our God, our dear Savior, comes to us in the midst of our own hurting hearts, our sinful hearts. He's here. He wants to be in the middle of that. And so pray to love him with true faith, a faith working through love, so that we may soon see the King in his beauty and all of his glory and not be blinded.